In New York City today, Republican delegates are enjoying a sunny afternoon touring the town, while inside Madison Square Gardens, workers ready the stage for speeches tonight by Democratic Senator Zell Miller, by Vice President Dick Cheney, and his wife Lynn. For the rest of the program, we'll catch up on convention news and preview what's going on tonight, plus we'll discuss the protests and the police. Our guide, as usual, is NPR's political editor Ken Rudin. He's with us from NPR convention headquarters in New York. Hello, Ken.
Neil, still recovering from Yankees' loss last night.
Well, let's not go there, Ken. Shades of 78. Anyway, in a speech before the Republican National Convention last night, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger responded to presidential candidate John Edwards' stated belief in two Americas.
Now the other party says that we are two Americas. Don't you believe that either? I have visited our troops in Iraq, Kuwait, Bosnia, Germany, and all over the world. I have visited our troops in California, where they train before they go overseas. I have visited our military hospitals. And I tell you this, that our men and women in uniform do not believe there are two Americas. They believe there's one America, and they're fighting for it.
Ken Rudin, Arnold Schwarzenegger, well, a star when he won the recall election in California last night, emerged as a, the best speaker we've heard at the Republican convention thus far.
An absolute star. You know, I was initially surprised that the networks decided to not cover the Monday night speeches with Rudy Giuliani and John McCain. But in retrospect, those speeches were a bit flat, if not a little pedantic. But Schwarzenegger yesterday was just tremendous. Every speech was a perfect timed, great line, and the audience was on its feet almost all the entire time.
The expression I think I've heard you use was Reagan-esque.
You know something? This is what I remember standing there in 1980 in Detroit, watching the Republican convention, watching Ronald Reagan for the first time, and saying, this guy is for real. And yesterday, I mean, of course, we all watched Schwarzenegger during the recall campaign against Gray Davis, but there was something special about him. Of course, Article 2, Section 1 says he will not be president, or at least for now, but he was really, really very impressive yesterday.
An issue that continues to bubble along, though, is the president's remark earlier in the week, a couple of the president's remarks about, miscalculations in Iraq, the first time he's mentioned that, and also his remark that the war on terror might not be winnable. He went and tried to correct the damage on that yesterday and put the record straight. He said the U.S. will win the war on terrorism. Earlier today, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry spoke before the American Legion, breaking a tradition of candidates suspending campaigns during the opposing party's convention. But he addressed the situation, his differences with the president on Iraq.
When it comes to Iraq, it's not that I would have done one thing differently. I would have done almost everything differently.
John Kerry speaking earlier today to the American Legion. Of course, President Bush addressed them as well. Is this issue causing any excitement there in the Republican convention, any consternation?
No, not at all. Matter of fact, probably nobody knows what John Kerry said today. But I do know that a lot of Democrats have not been happy about where the Kerry campaign has been going lately. They see that the news has been bad. They say the news in Iraq has been bad. On the economy has been bad, and yet they want to know why George Bush is increasing his lead in the polls, especially in some key states. John Kerry had been on vacation in Nantucket the past couple of days, but he came back today with a vengeance. And basically, you know, I mean, Kerry himself has been on the defensive. They're still, you know, badgering him why he voted to go to war, and more importantly, why he said recently in hindsight that he would still vote the same way. So today, you know, yesterday there was a new infusion of new blood in the Kerry campaign, and he had a pretty tough speech, said, you know, here's what he would have done. He would not have diverted resources from Afghanistan. He would have, you know, built a strong coalition of allies. He would have sealed the borders in Iraq. So a lot of things he's not questioning how he would have voted on Iraq. He has not changed his mind on that, but here's how he would have waged the war and tried to win the peace.
And as we look ahead to tonight, Zell Miller, of course, a man who was a keynote speaker at a Democratic convention in New York not all that long ago, an extraordinary double. He's the keynote speaker at a Republican convention in New York.
That's right. That's the first time in history that you had a keynoter, the same keynoter, for two different parties. Something happened to Zell Miller when he was appointed to the Senate in 2000. When he was governor of Georgia in the 80s, he was, a Southern conservative governor, pro-Bill Clinton, certainly a Democratic stalwart. And then when he came to Washington, something turned him off to the Democratic Party. He's turned on them with a vengeance, and of course, he will turn on John Kerry with a vengeance tonight.
And of course, the speech by the Vice President Dick Cheney as well. Ken Rudin, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot, Neil.
Ken Rudin, NPR's political editor and the author of the Political Junkie column. You can read that at npr.org.